Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Daz from Rochester.
Hi, Daz, with a deep voice.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
occurring?
Deep voice, but I want to know some deep things.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I need to plan my Thursday or Friday this week, but it's coming up to that time of year. It's the men's annual semis at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Chappers in for the announcement?
I can't say at the moment. It's not annual semis, it's the annual men's semis joke.
Oh, okay.
At Wimbledon. And yes, it is going to be on.
Right.
As is tradition. What, are you just planning your Friday, are you?
Oh, basically, yeah. I just need to know exactly what's going on. I'll probably do very little all day just to...
Yeah, you just don't want to miss it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can Chappers do it, or has he gone on to bigger and better things now?
Yeah, possibly. But don't worry, because the annual Wimbledon men's semi joke will be on Friday, and it's going to be 5 p.m, all right?
5 p.m.
All right?
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
Excellent. Cheers, all right, love you, bye.
Yeah, love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Got a bit of a problem. It's not a bad problem to have. I had such a brilliant night last night. I'm worried that I won't ever be able to have a night that matches it ever again.
Oh, what did you do?
Beyonce did this gig in London. And we talked about Beyonce a lot yesterday because of Glastonbury. But just one more time, it was so incredible. And sometimes... I mean, I've said some things recently about Beyonce. I think I once said about one of her latest songs, I'm not sure I could ever forgive Beyonce for that.
Yep, you said that.
Forgiven. Honestly, like one of the best things I've ever seen. So where I'm sat, there's kind of like in the distance a royal box, right, which is like really good seats. Can I just run through who was in the VIP seats in the box, left to right?
Okay.
Adele. Jessie J. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jay-Z.
They're everywhere together, don't they, at the moment?
Who?
Gwyneth and Beyonce.
They do. They're like best mates, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Gwyneth was absolutely loving it, taking pictures on the phone like a proper fan, even though it's her mate. It was incredible. And we had a drink afterwards. We managed to blag our way into the little party that they were having. It was just like an upstairs at the venue. And I took Unlucky Gary, my mate.
Eh?
Which, in hindsight, was probably not the best idea.
Well,
he's never been to anything like that.
I don't care. Why did you not invite me?
Sorry.
Or me.
All right. But anyone could say that.
At a mega event like that, you took Unlucky Gary?
Yeah, just because it was like a little treat for him.
And?
Oh, God. Cringe. In fact, later on, we'll call him up and we'll get him on to say exactly what happened. But it was... it didn't go that well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mike off of Devon's been on saying, so judging by what you just said, Unlucky Gary's misfortune was your best night ever. The poor guy. No, it was still the best night of my life. I actually would go as far as that and say it was one of the top five, definitely. And I just went from the best to in the top five. But, you know, there have been other amazing nights. And it was great until what happened with Unlucky Gary at the end. We'll call him up later and explain. Right, coming up after 4:30. You ready for this, Chris?
Yeah.
It's Chris's turn on the show to do Truth or Dare. Now, we've lined up three people, all with different stories about Chris. Some people that Chris has known a while and, you know, would probably have some excellent stuff. And you just decide whether you take the truth option and we hear the story... all over Radio 1, that's like national, all over UK, yeah, big. Or you choose one of our dares.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So last night I was very, very lucky and got the chance to go and see Beyonce do a gig in London. And I managed to blag my way into the little party afterwards, which was amazing! I don't even care I said it, because it was. And who would you take to see Beyonce? That's right, Unlucky Gary, the world's unluckiest man. He's never been to anything like this before, so I thought it'd be a nice treat for him.
You were asking for it, doing that.
Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know all the things that have happened to Unlucky Gary. In fact, what's your favourite story
My favourite Unlucky Gary is when, every time I clean my toilet, I think of this, is when he was cleaning his toilet and got massive amounts of splashback from the toilet bowl in his mouth
in
and
the
everything.
Mouth. Yeah.
All over his face.
He sent me a text going, I'm going to be ill now.
What's your favourite, Chris?
I think my favourite Unlucky Gary story is the time he was kettled in the student riots.
I forgot about the riots. He was stuck there for hours. Mine is when someone asked for directions and then fell on him, dragging him to the floor with him. Right, so took on Lucky Gary last night to see Beyonce. Let's ring him so he can give us his own version of events. I think would be good.
Hello.
Garrett Scott.
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Yeah, all good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to get your version of events from last night.
Yeah.
So, we're at the party, the Beyonce after show party, which we got invited to, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
very cool.
We are sat down, and then who comes up and sits next to us? Jay-Z and actual Beyonce.
Yeah, amazing.
Right next to us.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big party. They could have sat anywhere, but they chose to sit next to you, Unlucky Gary.
Yeah, right next to me.
Yeah. Tell us what happened with Jay-Z.
Yeah, so they were sitting right next to us, and I was just trying to be cool and not get too excited or flustered.
Yeah. With Gary, what happens is when he gets nervous, he gets all flustered and he starts to sweat.
Yeah, it's not attractive. So I was trying to look cool and be chilled. And there's this big, camp man next to me was dancing away.
Is that you, elbowed. Scott? The big camp man?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
He was, dancing away, and he elbowed me in the face. And then Jay-Z saw it and burst out laughing. So I just went bright red and just started sweating.
But this wasn't just a small... This wasn't a small laugh. This was Jay-Z doing a proper full-on belly laugh as Gary just gets whacked in the face by a dancer.
Yeah, he's right in the face.
Ha, 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 pointing and laughing.
So embarrassing.
Oh, God. Oh. So your lifetime ambition of meeting Jay-Z, and he laughs in your face.
Yeah, he really did. So embarrassing.
And then tell us what happened with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, when she came in, she'd just come off stage and come back from the dressing room, and she didn't have a drink, and no one was getting her a drink. So I was like, do you want to ask her if she wanted a drink?
I was going, no, do not ask Beyonce if she wants a drink. If she wanted one, someone would get her one.
I know,
she's Beyonce.
I'm cringing about that.
Right, so he was going, shall I ask if she wants a drink? I'm like, no, absolutely not.
I was doing the hand signal, do you want a drink?
He did the international hand signal to Beyonce of, do you want a drink?
She said no anyway.
She just held her hand up and went,
Oh no, I'm really cringing about that.
Oh God.
Why did I do that?
He was going, but she hasn't got a drink in front of her. Oh, everyone else has got a drink. No. Bless you, Gary.
Yeah, she looked thirsty.
You know that, drink. Were you doing that with your hand? Drink. So, a good night, really.
See,
you offered Beyonce
now.
A drink and got elbowed in the face by a camp man in front of Jay-Z. And he laughed.
In my face, yeah.
Yep. Love you, Gary.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Phoebes has been on from Ferrybridge saying, hiya. I have to say, I'm not normally an emotional person, but every time I hear Unlucky Gary's stories, it reduces me to actual tears of laughter. Rhiannon's been on. International drink symbol to Beyonce, Unlucky Gary, what a hero. Thing is, you know that no one else has ever... I even think about it now makes me crease. No one's ever done that to Beyonce. It's what you do in a busy pub. She's never been to a pub. You want a drink, mate? Fancy a pint? Yeah, get her a Jaeger bomb. Can you imagine? Oh, bless. There's loads of conspiracy theories now. Well, maybe Beyonce's pregnant. Maybe that's why she turned down the drink. Unlucky Gary can sell his story. Offered her a drink. She said no.
I read somewhere online today. Didn't she say to Piers Morgan that she wanted a baby by the time she was 30?
Yeah, she did say that.
That's September.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, hang on, what is it now? July, August, September, three? Yeah, maybe.
This could be in all the papers tomorrow. Unlucky Gary offers Beyonce a drink. She's like, no. Yeah. Probably not, though.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is Westwood.
Oh, man. Nice to be here, my brother.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm up here to talk about BBC Radio 1 Extra coming to Magaluf on the island of...
Can we just have a chat first?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to get this done. So I know you guys are in a bit of a hurry.
Desperate to leave.
No, very happy to be here.
You'd be proud of me. I had a chat with Jay-Z last night.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, where was that?
At the Beyonce gig in London.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, he's nice, isn't he?
Yeah, Jay's great, man.
Jay.
Yeah.
That's what I call him now as well.
Well, good for you, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And what was the gig like?
It was incredible.
Wasn't she incredible at Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Incredible. Is she not the best? Is
she
not empowering? Becky, is she not empowering for women?
Yeah,
like, Beyonce speaks to women in a way that I don't think other artists can. She's empowering for women.
Mallorca.
Party in Mallorca this summer with BBC Radio 1 Extra. Through your radio, in your room,
on your phone,
in your car, wherever you are.
Right, so we know that BBC Radio 1
Extra... Sorry, Scott, I'm just in a bad mood now. I didn't know, they didn't even invite me to that.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even know Jay was in town. Oh, that hurts.
I'm sorry.
He just killed me. He just did that on purpose to kill me.
Well, that's put everyone on a right downer now.
Yes. Not you.
Sorry.
You're looking big out there.
Now, if you...
It's a wrap for me now, isn't it? Nobody cares.
No, they do care.
Did they last night?
Yeah, they were shouting your name at one point.
Thank God he wasn't invited.
No. Now, we already know that Radio 1 Extra is going to be in Mallorca this summer.
Exactly.
We've told you about all the big DJs, the immense music that's going to be happening, and special guests. And it's
exactly.
going to be on Saturday the 16th of July.
That
but Westwood's got some more news.
Understand. It is all happening at a place called Mallorca Rocks. That is the equivalent of Ibiza Rocks. It's a hotel where they cover up the swimming pool and over 4,000 people can party in that area, man. It's going to be incredible. It's with Man, Lethal Bizzle and the Man Chipmunk. It's all going to be live on the radio from 7 o'clock on that Saturday night, the 16th of July. And that's with Mr. Jam, Target, Trevor Nelson and me, Westwood. And what's happening is that we are giving away tickets, brother, for you plus one. If you're over the age of 16 and you'd like to be in Mallorca, it's just tickets for the event, obviously. So if you go to be in Magaluf, or you're going to make the trip over there. If you get a ticket, you want to go out there. If you want a free ticket, go online and register for a pair of free tickets. It's going to be incredible.
So this is if you're in Magaluf already, we're not like getting you over there.
Hell no.
But you...
actually, when I said it, I thought in the back of my mind, I hope it doesn't sound like that, but I think it does. When I was saying it, I thought, oh, it wasn't really meant to come out like that. It wasn't really, you know, all-inclusive flights, food, ground transportation. We'll collect you at the airport. I do apologise. It's not that at all. If you're local, if you're hanging out there, or if you're going to be there, maybe you could win a ticket.
Yeah. So if you are going to be in Magaluf that weekend...
Scott, thanks for tidying this up, man. It's really gone wrong.
It's all right. On the 16th of July, if you and a friend are over the age of 16...
Sorry, can I just ask, why did they ask me to come in here?
And you want to be there, go online
so
now
extra, just me being
and
there.
Register for a free pair of tickets. It's going to be an incredible night. You won't want to miss
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
If you're heading to Mallorca on the 16th of July...
Thank you.
...then register online right now. You can do the website, maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't trust myself with
it. bbc.co.uk/1extra.
I wouldn't trust it. It's terms and conditions, I can say that. What about them? I don't even know what that means. It's so hard. I've just come back. I've just been on tour, actually, out there. Not in Magaluf, because I'm saving that for the 16th of July. No, I've just come back from Malia.
Oh, yeah?
Crazy.
Was it good?
Yeah. Can I give... If people are going away this summer to those various resorts like Kvass, Kos, Zante, Napa, Ibiza, a couple of things that I've really sort of paid attention to. Number one, if you rent like a moped or a quad bike, your insurance doesn't cover that. Because if you want to drive one of those down the street, you have to take what they call extreme sports insurance, which no one does.
Right.
So jet skis or those quads or those mopeds, it's not good to jump on those. And also, you know, if you're not used to riding a bike and you're, you know, coming out of a club, you've been drinking, they're the worst things to get on. And secondly, don't go to the beach at night.
Thank you for that.
Wow, yeah. that's
good knowledge.
That's amazing advice.
Yeah. I mean, if you go with the tour operators, and I know a lot of people go on their own now, so they actually book online. You know, the tour operators will give you this advice. It's, you know, sometimes those like moped people who rent them out, not in all the resorts, but some resorts are pretty dodgy as well.
Right.
So you don't want to get in the mix with those. There's no need for you to have a little quad or moped. You know, everything's just down the strip, so just walk down there.
That's really good advice.
And the beach at night is not a safe place. It's not like, you know, going down to Cornwall. Cornwall and Newquay, and you hang out at the beach there. And the beach at night can be a little tricky.
Okay.
And sometimes these people, like, you know, they might meet a girl, they want to go to the beach to hang out, and like, yo, it's not a safe place.
Okay, cool.
And lastly, if the hotel or
I
want to
do Westwood's
person,
advice as a new segment.
I love this. Westwood's travel tips.
If they ask to keep your passport, and then they say, oh, you've got to pay us €2,000 for the damage you did to the bike, or the bike went missing, it's actually illegal. So if that happens to you, they want to keep your, or the hotel wants to keep your passport, you just go to the British Embassy and let the authorities sort it out for you. Just some advice that I picked up, you know, speaking to tour operators. For people who know, don't get them if they're going online.
Legal Westwood there.
No, I'm that's good knowledge. Thank you. So, BBC Radio 1 Extra, 16th of July.
And I'd also just like to say, whatever happens on holiday stays on holiday.
If you're going to be in Magaluf...
Unless you catch something, so there's some other advice about that.
16th of July.
I'll say that for the surgery.
Register online now at bbc.co.uk/1extra. Westwood, a pleasure.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Time now for Truth or Dare. Right, this is very simple. We've been in touch with three people, Chris, who know you better than anyone.
Right.
And they have told us three very interesting stories about you. Now, we've all had to do this on the show at some point. I've had to do it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done it?
Yes. When I first started, yeah.
Yeah. It is like an induction. And the stuff they told us is fascinating.
What, you've spoken to them already?
Uh-huh. Oh. You just have to work out what dirt these people have got on you.
Right.
Anything, he looks really scared.
Is there anything that you want to share now?
What, put it out there before?
Yeah.
I've never felt more nervous.
What I would say is that it's much better if it comes from you than if it comes from a third party.
That's true, always.
So I just say everything now, just in case.
Anything that you really don't want to be revealed?
Okay. The job interview where I said that I'd got off with the sugar babe girl.
But you've already said that.
Have I?
On air, haven't we?
Oh,
said that?
Good.
Yeah, we said that before.
Oh, so it's not.
Is that the only thing that troubles you?
What might these people be about to reveal to the nation?
Well, it depends who you've got.
Exactly.
Doesn't it?
But you have a choice to make, right? Do you let the person tell the story on Radio 1 and reveal the truth? Or will you instead opt to do the dare? That's why it's called Truth or Dare. If you choose the dare, we will never, ever hear what the truth was.
Promise?
I promise you.
Yeah, the tapes will be destroyed.
You're really scared, aren't you?
I don't like this one bit.
I love it.
Let's get out of the way. Let's play Truth or Dare. You ready?
Ready.
Here is the first person with a story about you. Reveal yourself, please.
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Who are you, please?
Hi, I'm Dougsy, and I'm Chris's friend.
How long have you known Chris?
More than... God, too many years, to be fair.
Okay.
10 years or so.
So this is your friend Dougs.
Mm.
Do you think there's any skeletons in your closet that Dougsy might reveal?
There's far too many, that's my problem.
What sort of things?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, am I?
Well, have a think.
Oh, God.
Do you want your mate Dougsy to tell his story about you? And obviously, if he doesn't tell the story, you'll have to do the dare instead.
Yes, you do.
Here's the dare that you will have to do to keep Dougs's mouth shut.
Hi, Chris. Al Ed here. Your dare is to walk into Westwood Studio wearing just your pants.
So you... Westwood is on BBC Radio 1 Extra right now.
No chance.
What I'd like you to do, if you choose the dare option, is just to walk in as if it's quite normal and that there's what you would normally do. Maybe ask to borrow a stapler or something. Just in your pants. Listen to Dougsy.
So is that all Dougsy reveals something,
spills
right?
It, yeah. What's it going to be?
Oh, my word, I don't know what's worse. I don't want to do Westwood in...
In your pants. Listen, I'm going to give you 10 seconds just to really think this through and choose the right thing for you.
All right. Westwood...
5, 4, 3, 2,
do I get a clue?
1,
No clues. Time up. What are you going to do?
Truth.
Ah! Oh, God.
I can't go into Westwood Studio in my pants. I'm fairly new here.
Doesn't matter.
Why? Oh, this can't be good. Becky's covering her mouth.
Chris, are you sure?
You said it now.
Okay. Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Dougsy.
Yeah, firstly, can I say I'm really disappointed because I would actually pay good money to see Chris confront Westwood in his boxers.
I know. I think we're all a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. Reveal the truth, Dougsy.
My favourite Chris story is mainly because he talks about being a big football fan and he loves his football and he's sort of quite laddish and whatnot. But I found out, well, I know that when he was younger, when other boys were out playing football, Chris could actually be found indoors in his room. What he'd do in his room is he'd line his teddies up on his bed and he'd teach them the correct diving technique for what? Diving off the bed onto the floor. Now, what would happen is, if he ever got caught doing this, the teddy would be thrown across the room and he would deny that it ever happened. But I have it on good authority that Chris was in fact a diving instructor for his teddies when he should have been out playing football.
Oh. But I thought you were always out with the lads playing footy.
All right.
Look at his face! Oh, my God!
How'd you find this out?
I've been doing some digging.
Oh, this is not good, is it?
We've been planning this for a while, so...
Anything oh, you wanna... what did you call them? Do they all have names?
No. Well, I think everyone just... When I was younger, I used to have... few teddies, and what I do is I line them up and teach them how to dive as if they were like a dive instructor.
And which was the best teddy?
The Tom Daly teddy.
It was just koala.
Koala was best, right?
Move on.
Thanks, Dougs.
Yeah, no cheers, problem. Mate.
No, anytime.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye then.
How you feeling?
I hate him.
Let's move on, shall we? Here is the second person who knows something about you. Reveal yourself, please.
Hi, my name's Chaz, and I've known Chris for about 9 years now.
So you go back a long way.
Oh, no.
We do, yes. Yeah, we've known each other a little while.
Since you were kids?
Yep. We grew up together pretty much, yeah. So I know him pretty well.
Oh, that's excellent for this game.
I don't know how you've managed to find people who know me better than anyone as well.
Chaz has something fascinating, potentially, to reveal.
Oh, God.
Would you like to hear the dare?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So here's what you do if Chaz keeps his mouth shut.
Your dare is to eat a tablespoon of hummus.
Do you like hummus?
Oh, God.
Now, explain your views on hummus.
Right, for me, hummus is like my kryptonite. I can't look at the stuff, I can't smell the stuff, I can't taste the stuff. Mm. Of all the dares as well, I don't think I can physically do this.
We walked past a place the other day, do you remember, that just sold hummus?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, my God.
Nightmare.
Get me away.
Across the road.
It was like a hummus restaurant.
Oh,
that's your idea
God.
Of hell, right?
You've got hummus.
Well, we've got a selection here, actually. You've got red pepper, lemon and coriander, or just standard hummus.
Oh, God.
So you can choose, but it's got to be a whole, like, full tablespoon, which I've
that's not happening.
Got here.
I can't do that. I can't.
But I quite do you fancy some?
I really want some. Can I have the lemon and coriander one,
yeah.
please?
No. Oh, don't gag.
Don't open it, man.
Really?
Oh, it's just gross, isn't it?
No, I love it.
Oh, I don't.
So if I open this just a little bit.
Oh, this is hell.
What happened?
this is so much worse than this should be. This is the worst game ever.
You right there, Chaz?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying his pain.
Oh. What would you do?
I can't make
I
a
would
choice
eat the
because I can't eat the hummus.
I
can't
eat the hummus.
Physically eat the hummus.
Okay, 10 seconds to make your decision.
Oh. You have to eat the hummus.
I can't eat the hummus.
Five, just a tablespoon.
You have to eat the hummus.
3, 2, 1. Bam. I don't know what to do.
Look at me. Eat the hummus.
And how bad is this story that Charlie's going to say? Do we have any kind of rating?
Not as bad as a bit of red pepper.
Oh, God, this is hell.
What do you think, Chaz? Is it a bad story or...?
It's quite bad, yeah.
All right. I can't risk it. I'm going to eat the hummus.
Oh, my God!
No! I'll get the bin.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, I don't like this one bit.
Okay, which one do you want? Do you want red pepper? Red pepper?
Red pepper's probably the least hummusy. I've moved the bin.
Don't cover your eyes.
Oh, my God, I can smell the garlic from here.
Oh, Scott. Oh, I can't. I'm not so sure.
I'll pass it to him.
Do you want to change your mind?
Oh, it smells revolting.
Just that bit. Just that big tablespoon. Just in case. Over the bin, please.
I can't look in case he's sick.
Shaking.
I've got to put my fingers in my ears.
Oh, look at his hands. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Oh! Hello?
Have you done it?
Hello?
Hello?
What's happening?
Chris?
Oh, my God!
Has he been sick? I can't look!
I think so.
Is he actually being sick?
Chris, come back.
I can't look! You've trapped me in here!
Oh, no, this is everyone's worst nightmare. Chris is being sick. It's Becky's worst fear is someone being sick. This is awful for everybody apart from me. Oh, God. He's having a lot of water now. Listen, cover your ears, Becky. There's some awful noises going on.
Oh, no! Play some music or something. I don't want to hear it.
Let's play a song and we'll come back. And hopefully there'll be less carnage than there is at the moment.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This is Radio 1 and we're back with Truth or Dare. And that was...
This is ridiculous.
That was awful.
I don't even know if he ate it or not because I was curled up in the corner with my fingers in my ears and my eyes closed.
He did eat it, but it didn't stay in long.
Oh, man.
You all right?
I've just been sick, haven't I?
I
didn't realise you hated it that much.
Neither did I. I wouldn't have sat here otherwise.
I can't eat the stuff.
I just thought you,
Chris.
I just thought you were a little bit like...
This game is ridiculous.
This is the best one ever.
It's good. I just think you didn't like the taste. I didn't realise it had that much of a reaction.
I was really brave, though. That was brave of me to be in here when that was happening.
Brave of you?
I had no escape.
What do you mean it was brave of you?
Because I've got a really big
secret. I either get
phobia.
My life secrets or I have to eat... I would eat anything over that. Anything. Oh, God. And there's one more to... Oh.
Yeah, there is. Let's do this. So, we have the final person who knows something about you. You ready?
Can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Here they are.
Hi there, my name's Anna, I'm 16 and I'm from Newcastle.
What?
That's Anna, who is from Newcastle.
Anna from Newcastle?
Who's that?
It's not family, I don't think. It's not... I don't even think it's friend.
What's that look on your face?
Anna 16 from Newcastle.
What? Why are you doing that face?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Well, they know something about you.
How?
I don't know.
Have you been to Newcastle recently?
I haven't been there for a while, no. Oh, this is awful. This game is awful.
This person has something good.
How can they...
On you.
I can't think of an Anna from Newcastle. How can you have
you
found...
must have met her at some point.
And what's the dare?
Do you want to hear the dare?
Go on then.
Oh, I don't know how this happened, but your last dare is to walk into Westwood Studio wearing just your pants.
Oh.
Same again.
That seems to have reappeared.
Oh no.
You can't do that, surely.
Oh no.
That's a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's Anna from Newcastle Story, or it's Westwood in your pants while he's live on air on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
This is ridiculous. I don't know anyone called Anna.
Five,
from Newcastle.
Four,
I'm not three, doing the pants.
Two,
I'm not doing the pants.
Go.
I can't go into Westwood Studio in my pants. I don't know an Anna from Newcastle. This game is ridiculous. We need certain rules about this, because I don't want to walk in just my pants. Is there nothing else I can do?
Well, what would you rather? Do you want a towel? I'll get you a towel. And then it's just like you've had a bath.
Scott, you know this is ridiculous.
We've all had to do this.
You've never had to do this.
I have. I've done worse.
What?
I had to get on a horse. That's my worst fear.
I had to sit here while you were just sick.
Oh.
What are you worried about?
On the assumption that this will get filmed in a tasteful way.
I like it that you're directing how it's going to be filmed.
I don't do tasteful.
And what? He'll be on air and everything. What?
Yeah, we're going to just take his show for a bit and hear what happened.
And I get a towel?
You can have a towel.
I'll get rid of the towel when I'm in Westwood Studio.
Brilliant. That's excellent. That's all we need. Okay, let's do it next.
Podcast.
Right, okay, so let's hear what Westwood's doing on BBC Radio 1 Extra at the moment. Ah, he's playing the live Beyonce set from Glastonbury. So if you go onto the Radio 1 website now, which is bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, you'll be able to see us on the live webcam. What's going to happen? Because Chris took the dare option, is he is going to walk into Westwood's show the next time he speaks after this Beyonce track. And he is going to just go in and casually ask for a ruler. That'd be quite good. He's not wearing anything apart from a towel.
But he says he's going to take the towel off when he gets into Westwood Studio, yeah, for the full reveal.
Whip the towel off when you go in, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, but you have got your pants on underneath that, haven't you? Just to double check. Yeah.
Have you got your pants on?
Yeah, got them on.
Oh, all right, good. Okay, right, good.
That would have been amazing. Way better than we thought.
All right, I think this song is coming to an end, so let's stay with it. So, Chris is about to go into Westwood Studio. Ask for a ruler, like it's the most normal thing in the world, yeah? And let's just see what his reaction is. Watch us now online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just click on the live webcam. I think we're nearly there.
Oh.
A bit more Beyonce.
He's getting ready to talk.
Oh, here we go. He doesn't know anything. This is good. Playing his bombs. Here we go. Good luck, everybody. Hang on, wait, Chris, wait. Go in, ask for a ruler. Not yet.
The opening record.
Go.
Beyonce performed at Glasmere on the Pyramid Stage.
Going in just a towel.
Sunday. Incredible. Crazy in love. She held it down, girl. She went in and did what she was there to do, baby. Still the greatest. And that was used on the BET Awards as well on Sunday night as well.
It's happening.
Incredible.
Yeah, they used them like Best I Ever Had and another one of her songs she did.
Inspirational. She just reached out and touched the people's soul, baby. It's important. Oh, dude just walked in butt naked.
ruler.
Yeah, now, this is Scott Mills' what is your actual official title? Sidekick. Because he does kick you in the side, I've seen it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now,
yeah.
You've just walked in here rocking what? Just your boxers?
Just the boxers, yes.
Just step back a bit so I can really see.
He's had a chest wax.
Now, why has he got a towel in front of his privates? Could you drop the towel? Could you, Eagles, confiscate the towel, please?
Oh, God.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I didn't realise. You are rocking that like that.
This has all gone wrong. I'm getting whipped by a towel.
And you've had a full body wax. Was that painful? Was your back done as well?
Westwood, am I done here?
He's not related to Anthony Weiner.
No, he's not related to Anthony. His wiener's quite small.
How rude.
No, it's a fact, baby. Now, why are you walking? Take the towel off again. And why don't we take the boxers off? Why? 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 Why?
Why? Westwood, I was dared to do this.
That's not very daring, though. I think the next layer down would be daring.
Oh, no!
Excuse me, I'm
taking
that off! Get him out of there!
He's running! He's left the building! Oh! I think he's going to pull them right the way down to the ground.
No! What's going on?
Did you see that? Richard's just pulled his pants down.
No!
He's completely naked in the corridor!
No, he's not! Oh, my God! No! No, this has all gone wrong!
Anthony Weiner! Anthony Weiner!
What are they doing now?
He's going to have some serious friction burns because Westwood is pulling him by the foot. Oh. Naked!
Oh, God!
This wasn't in the risk assessment.
This has all gone wrong. Why would you do
he's
that?
He's just lying on the floor.
This is awful.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is probably the craziest show I've ever done on Radio 1, and that's saying a lot. Seriously, like, what is going on? Chris has got clothes on again now. I'm so sorry about that. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know he was going to try and do that to you.
I think that's one of the, it is the strangest 2 minutes of my life. I was on the floor begging Westwood not to remove my boxers. I just never thought I'd see the day.
No. So, it's just weird. It's the whole thing. I'm speechless.
I tried to run.
I know you tried to run. And
I tried to open the door to let you in because I could see the look in his eye, which was like, I'm going to get them off him, whatever it takes.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, thanks to everyone that was watching that on the webcam, and they enjoyed it, Chris. You're a legend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fraser off of Reading has been on, saying, so I turn on the radio to go home, like I always do, and all I hear is Becky in absolute hysterics and something to do with Westwood and nudity. What's going on? That would have sounded really weird if you tuned in halfway through. Yeah, we were playing Truth or Dare with Chris here. If you did miss it before Newsbeat, I do suggest that you get it on a free download tomorrow from the Ready One website on the Scott Mills Daily. It's got all our best bits on it every day. Truth or Dare, which went really wrong and ended up with Chris being sick in a bin while Becky squealed because she hates people being sick, and then confronting Westwood in only his boxers, which Westwood then pulled down. It was eventful. Wow.
There's carpet burns going down half my body right now, and they're really starting to kick in.
Which cheek is it that's on fire?
Right. I mean, it's burning.
Burns, doesn't it?
The best bit of today was that I had to administer, being the registered first aider, I had to put first aid on Chris's bum.
Yeah.
I mean, that was embarrassing enough, wasn't it? I had to say to Becky, can you have a look at this?
And I could say, in all honesty, don't worry, Chris, it's nothing I haven't seen before.
Yeah,
5 minutes before in the corridor.
That's right.
There seems to be a couple of people who've seen more than they should have.
Did you?
Did you actually?
Yeah.
And someone else has been saying they have as well. It concerns me that.
Who said that? Someone on Twitter?
No, I think someone in the other studio.
Oh wow, they saw it, but no one else like saw it in you know, outside of the building. Everyone was watching the cameras in the corridor.
Right.
Because there are cameras in there.
In the corridor?
Yeah, yeah.
You're joking me.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Oh. The look on his face.
Get that on a free download tomorrow at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The thing is with it, at least with Chris Moyles in the morning, like Tina Dehealy, she went up on a crane, faced her fear
of heights, yeah,
but got massive rewards. I think she got VIP from Pete Tong for her trip to Ibiza, something like that. Yeah. I don't feel I'm going to get a reward out of this, am I?
I'm sure we could sort something out, one of Westwood's ones. Did you say he was going back to Mali? We could get you something with Westwood.
But you have to go with him.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, if you go to the website at the moment, you'll see a video of Tina off the Chris Moyles show facing her fear this morning. Her fear was heights. So she went on a cherry picker and she did really well. There's a video of that right now. If you want to see Tina facing a fear, make sure you listen to Chris Moyles again tomorrow morning, and another member of the team has to face their fear. It's going to be amazing. Are we still going to do our slight twist on Moyles' idea?
Yeah, I think we should.
Face your fantasy.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Face your fantasy.
Doesn't speak, was asleep then, I think. That was the only job we've given him all day, was to play that record at that time.
Seriously. Right, we need to work out what the fantasies are, though, if we're going to do it. And then, do we each do our own fantasy, or do we do another member of the teams?
I think, because after what we were saying yesterday, you know, when I said my fantasy was CeeLo Green in a sauna, we thought we'd swap fantasies so that you'd get that one. But what I think we should do is write out our individual fantasies, put them in a hat, and then pick out a random one.
Oh, okay.
So you might get your own, but you might get someone else's.
That's not a bad idea. Thing is, all ours at the moment are just mostly food-related.
No, I was thinking yesterday I'd quite like to marry Jack Bauer.
Now, how are we going to sort that out? And he's not real. Mine, I was thinking about this last night. Mine would be a never-ending lasagna.
Again, food-related.
No.
And that's going to be just a little bit like Chris being sick in the bin after the hummus, isn't it?
Yeah. So what we need to do, if we're going to get this done, is we need to kind of work out some fantasies that don't involve food, don't we really? Because that's not that interesting on the radio, is it? There's people going, nom, 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 nom.
I have got another one.
Go
I don't
on.
Know if, can I say it now? My actual fantasy? What I've just thought of.
Go.
Can I say it?
I don't know.
What I'd love to be for just one day.
What?
Kate Middleton. To be an actual princess.
Well, what if I get that one? No, absolutely not.
No, it'd be brilliant because I could have my hair like all blow-dried really nice.
I don't want that.
And I could just like go around and talk to people and like shake their hand.
Well, that'd be really
meet
weird.
Meet some children, get some flowers. It'd be brilliant.
I never fit into those dresses.
Neither would I, but because I'm a princess, I can have them altered.
All right, cool. We need to have a good long think about this, but let's make this happen, shall we?
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.